You are so good to me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, it's nice to be back here again tonight. And nice to have so many returning back that have been out for various reasons. And we're thankful that we're all back together again. And how many enjoyed the service this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Be not afraid. Sound familiar? Well, it ought to. Amen. There's a people on the face of the earth that ought to be living these scriptures. It ought to be us. Amen. And what better way to find out if you have the goods than to let the pressure come on a little bit. Let darkness come over and see if you still got the sunshine. You know? Or if your sunshine is just sunshine on sunshiny days. Our brother Tim, as we had a bite to eat, and then we took him over to the house, and I told him, we got a room that you can go and relax and get a little rest before the service tonight. And he says, no, I'm going to stay out here in the sun and just soak it up, you know. So he's heading tomorrow morning. He'll be heading to North Carolina where it's cold and snowy and, you know, no leaves on the trees and what have you. And, you know, this is one of the few places in the country where it's the sun shining, and so we certainly do have a lot to be thankful for, right? But whether the sun shining or whether it's overcast, we have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Whether things are good, whether things are bad, whether things are indifferent, we have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. And you know, we are the lights, and we should be written epistles read of all men. We should be examples in this hour for others to look upon and say, well, you know, why isn't this one all shook up? And why is that one still smiling? And why is this one, you know, they must not have any problems like me, you know. Why is it that I like to be around them? Well, it's because of him. Amen. Amen. Because of his presence. Now, I would hate to have all these things purchased for us, paid for, delivered, and not take advantage of it. Amen. I mean, what better time for the peace that passes all understanding and the joy unspeakable and full of glory to be on display than in times of turmoil? Amen. I mean, that's how our God works anyway. Amen. He's a God of contrast. So I like how Brother Tim said this morning that which one of you were beaten before you came to church, you know? I was looking around. No, that was last Wednesday when my wife was beating on me. None of us were beaten before we came to church, right? And yet those brothers were, you know, if you think about it, we just focus on the fact that, you know, maybe they went into a jail cell, but that beaten, right? And yet, praising the Lord, and win a jailer over in the process. Amen. That's the God we serve. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. I don't want a part-time God. I want God all the time, don't you? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank you for your specials, and just want to continue to encourage you to do that. Bless the body, and means a lot to us. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you would stand, we'll invite our brother Timothy to come out and join us here in just a moment. But turn around, don't walk around. Turn around, just say God bless you to somebody. I'm glad you're here. And just kind of wave your wing. Amen. Well, look at that. I didn't see anybody walking around. Wonderful. I used to say that, and before we're finished, somebody's way over here that sat over there. You know, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's sing a happy song, and we'll have our brother come out. Not that we haven't been singing happy songs. We have, but just there's one that's stuck in me right now that we haven't sang for a while, and I just feel like singing it. Right? Okay? It's simple. Right? No, it isn't that song. It's simple. I don't know if you know it or not, but you'll pick it up real quick anyway. There's going to be a meeting tonight. How many have decided we're gonna have a meeting tonight? We're going to have a meeting tonight. A meeting tonight. Meeting on the old church ground. We're going to have a meeting tonight. A meeting tonight. Meeting on the old church ground. There's going to be singing tonight. Singing tonight. Singing on the old church ground. There's going to be singing tonight. Singing tonight. Singing on the old church ground. We're going to have preaching tonight. Preaching tonight. Preaching on the old church ground. We're going to have preaching tonight. Preaching tonight. Church ground. There's got to be Jesus tonight. Jesus tonight. Jesus on the old church ground. We're going to see Jesus tonight. Jesus tonight. Jesus on the old church ground. There's going to be deliverance tonight. Deliverance tonight. Deliverance on the old church ground. There's going to be deliverance tonight. Deliverance tonight. Deliverance on the old church ground. There's got to be a meeting tonight. A meeting tonight. A meeting on the old church ground. There's got to be a meeting tonight. A meeting tonight. A meeting on the old church ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. Well, that's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Yes, ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? Well, that's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. One more time. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul and make me whole. Today, victory is mine.
victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. You see, I woke up this morning and I didn't have a doubt. I knew the Lord would surely bring me out. And so I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, help me please. I got up shouting and singing the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. And healing is mine. Yes, healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Healing today is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. I told Satan, the Holy Ghost today is mine. Yes, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, victory today is mine, and joy is mine. Yes, joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, theophany is mine. My theophany is mine. Theophany today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. My theophany today is mine. One more. My family is mine. My family is mine. My family today is mine. Satan, my family today is mine. One more time, victory is mine. Yes, victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I told Satan, oh joy today, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the name of the living God. He's our peace, he's our joy. Everything is for us. He paid the price for all. So all belong to us. Let's claim it. It has been paid for. You know? I was just thinking a while ago, if he goes to the shop and pay money for something for you, you have to go and collect it. If you don't go, you make him annoyed. He'll be disappointed. No, so if you pay for somebody, I pay this for you. Yeah. Go for it.
Right.
And your son or your wife or your refuse, will you be happy?
And so God will not be happy if we don't claim. If you don't go for what he has paid for. May God help us. It has been paid for. Everything has been paid for. Let's claim it. Let's go for it. Claim it. It's for us. He paid for it for us. Not for himself. For you. So what are you sitting down for? What are we crying for? What are we mourning for? I don't think he'll be happy with us. It has been done. It has been paid for. Let's go for it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this wonderful opportunity to come back to your house. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. The price that you pay on our behalf. The Bible said you have given us all things. Help us, Lord, to go for it, to claim it, to receive it. Lord, may you forgive us of all our shortcomings. And Lord, give grace to us in this hour to go for that which has already been purchased. Be with us this evening. Stand for us, Lord. We pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Bless our fellowshipping. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We'll read this evening from the book of Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3. And also read 2 Kings chapter 2. And then we'll read from Matthew chapter 14. So let's quickly try to read some few lines from Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2, read some lines from 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's read from verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Amen. Matthew 14. Let's read it. Matthew 14. Let's read some few lines from Matthew chapter 14. Let's read from verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? So once again, we are very grateful to the Almighty God and his favor upon our lives. And he's so good to us. He is just good to us. Think about the many, even out of our own families that have not received the light and the favor that we have received. How we wish everybody see what we are seeing. How we wish they receive it. But thank God we have received that favor. We still pray and trust in the Lord that our friends and loved ones and colleagues, neighbors and relations, that somehow, some way, the Lord will open their eyes and open their spiritual ears so that they will be able to receive what has been given to us. For it is a great privilege to serve the Lord. Oh, the scripture says, by grace are ye saved. Not of your works, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So thank God for the gift of eternal life. God is so good to us. Think about it. Everything that we have in this life, he gave it to us. He gave us the sun. He gave us the moon. He gave us the day. He gave us the night. He gave us eyes, ears, every part. He gave everything to us. Everything that we have, he gave it to us. So why don't we praise him? Why don't we appreciate him? Because everything that we have, he gave it to us. And just to give him a little worship, a little appreciation, a little thanksgiving, it should not be difficult for us. Our lives should be full of joy, praising. He just wants us to be happy. When everything has been given to us, after all that he has given to us physically, he gave his own life. For our eternity, to deliver us from the power of sin, from the power of death. What else? He will say, what else do you want me to do for you, my children? I've done all things for you. He has given us all things. All things belong to us. Oh Lord, help us. Let's encourage ourselves this evening by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. It is very important for us to keep our eyes on him. Right. If anybody is going to make it, you have to keep your eyes on him. Right. In the book of the prophet Isaiah 45, he said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, for salvation, that you may be saved, for healing, for blessing, for whatever it is, look unto me. Especially in this hour when everything is failing and everything is falling apart. Look unto me. So that is the call from the Creator to his creation. That his creation will look to him. That his sons and his daughters, his children will look to him. He who is the author and the finisher of our salvation. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus.
So it is time for us to take off our eyes from man, cease from man, and look to God. Turn your eyes from your neighbor, from what is around you, and keep your eyes on him. Your eyes from your afflictions, your eyes from your surrendering, whatever. He wants us to look unto him. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He said, look unto me. He directs us to look unto him because he is the answer. He is the cure. He is the solution. And without it, we can do nothing. He is the only healer. The great physician. The protector. Our shield. And our book. Our very life. He said, look unto me. Children, look unto me. Mama, my sons, my daughters, old, whatever age, old men, old women, mama, grandpas, aunties, uncle, look unto me. Physicians, look unto me. Rich and poor, look unto me. Hallelujah. Whatever I said, look unto me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Look unto me. Keep your eyes on him. Because he makes way where there is no way. What else do we want? If you want to make it, say, look unto me. The creator of the universe. He said, look unto me. He is the light of the world. In this darkest hour, he's the one that can turn on the light.
Amen.
And he said, look unto me.
Amen.
Don't panic. Don't fear whatever situation is.
Right.
There is a man that can turn on the light. He is the one that can turn on the light. Whatever darkness, whatever disappointment, whatever it be, don't look at that. Look unto me.
Yes, sir.
There is something about what you look at. Huh? There is something. The prophet said, your eyes is a gateway to your soul.
Right.
Now, why do we have so many adverts? You pass here and they advertise this one and that one. You go to the restaurants and they advertise this, that, and that, and that. On the streets everywhere is advert. Why? You look at it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are not even ready to eat, but you look at it. And you, my goodness. You want to lick the air. Because sometimes you're not even angry, but you look at it and say, oh man, I got to get some ice cream. They make it so and roll it and they say, my goodness. So your eye pulls you. May God help us.
Yes.
What you look at affects your life. Positively or negatively.
Amen.
What we read in the scripture, the problem that Eve had was what he saw. When he saw that the tree was good. To be desired, to make one wise. She took and ate. The prophet of God said, why Eve made a mistake is when she stopped. And he said, that is where we make our mistakes. Don't stop for nothing. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't turn your eyes from the Word. Remember, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We have the Word of God vindicated today. Amen. They had the vindicated message in their day. What they needed was given to them by Jehovah. And they were supposed to hold on to that. Not to take any man's ideas or any man's reason. But she made a mistake when she stopped to look. I want to find out from what this man says, and what that woman say, and what that pastor say, and what this man say. I don't care what anybody says today. I only care about what the prophet of God has said. Amen. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. What we need in this hour has been given to us through God's prophet. Unto the angel of the church, write. Whatever we needed, the Spirit wrote or spoke through the messenger of the age. He said, in every age, God addresses himself to one person. And that is the messenger of the age. And through that one messenger, the message is preached, is broadcasted, and then others that have been faithfully taught, they take the same message and send it out. I was sharing and telling some people, I said, listen, I am not looking for the truth. I have found the truth. Just like Philip. Nathaniel went and called him. And he said, come, we have found him. The one that Moses spoke of. We have found him. Before I come to receive this message, you know, I was a Pentecostal. You know, we just preach, we go out, preach, we go out. You know, both young men, young women, 70, 75, somewhere there, preaching in the buses, doing evangelism here and there. And, you know, I get some little job doing. And so every time they give me pay monthly, I just go and buy Christian literatures. Different literatures about men, like Oswald Sanders, Oswald J. Smith, and different ones, reading. But God was good. I got this message. I was very active. I was talking to Doc the other day, and I was telling him, I said, I even, way in the 70, about 75, 76, I wanted to come to A.A. Allen Bible College. Because my little room where I live, we call it Miracle Valley. Because we read about those men and things happening, and there was a hunger, there was a desire. God places some seed, gives seed in us, the gem of life. And there was a desire. We want to find more about God. Oh, A.A. Allen, this one and that one. I never heard anything about William Branham. Until I got this message, somebody, it was introduced, brought it to us, 1978. And since then, it has been glorious. And this Bible became a new book. Because from this Bible, we were teaching Trinity. Women preachers. Whatever. Evidence of the Holy Ghost. This and that and that. But thank God for the evening light. It shall be light above the evening time. And I said to people, one of the first messages that I read was a true sign that is overlooked. When I was preparing, I want to go to Bible College, Allen. And the first true sign that is overlooked. And I read this, man, this man didn't even go to Bible College. And he preached the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And ever since, I don't want to overlook that true sign. Amen. That God has given. Because the signs are very important. In your journey, in your traveling, in your driving, the road signs are very important. If you meet or you overlook that true sign, you go astray. And then I read a message. the invisible union of the heavenly bridegroom and the heavenly bride. I didn't even understood it, but something in me said that is the truth.
Uh-huh. Right.
God's grace has brought me this far. I'm never turning back. I am determined. I have made up my mind. I have purposed. This way I will go. Because what it has done for me in my own life, what it has done for me, I don't care what anybody says. I am a living example. I am a testimony. I know what where I came from and where he has brought me. And this is where I see what he has done in my life. And if he has been so good and has done this, I should leave this for what? To whom shall we go? I am not looking for truth. I have found the truth. May God help us.
Yes, sir.
God gave them his word. And they were supposed to focus on that word. No matter how anybody comes to explain things here and there, I don't need any argument. All that I need, it is enough for me to know that Jesus died and he died for me. He has sent a prophet to us. He has sent a messenger to us. Hallelujah. If you go back, every prophet, true prophet that God sent on the earth, they killed them.
That's right.
The religious people killed the prophets.
Uh-huh. Right.
Jesus said, your fathers killed the prophet and you garnish their tombs.
Uh-huh.
Why do they kill the prophet? Because they always thought the prophets were wrong.
Uh-huh.
And they think the same thing today.
Right.
That the prophet is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said he was not a theologian. He only had a gift of healing and praying for the sick. He is not a theologian. He was not a theologian. But the word of the Lord comes to the prophet.
Amen.
He doesn't need to be a theologian.
Right.
The word don't go to a theologian. The word comes to a prophet.
Yes,
God don't need a theologian. He wants a prophet.
Amen.
Because that is God's order.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And he vindicated the prophet. He vindicated the message with signs and wonders and things that have never been done since the days at the apostolic fathers left the scene.
Right.
It was through the ministry of Brother Branham that this creature of Hebrews 13 and 8 was made real. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't move away.
Right.
Listen, and as if you go in the days of Jesus Christ, you want to know about Jesus Christ, and you go to the Pharisees, you know what they will be telling you?
Come on.
They say, we were not born in sin.
Uh-huh. Right.
This man was born in sin. This man is this and that and that. If you so the religious people today cannot find give you the answer.
That's right. That's right.
If you want to know who Jesus is, get back to the scriptures.
Yeah.
Jesus, the scripture, Jesus said, search the scriptures.
Yes.
In them you think you have eternal life.
Yes.
And they are they that testifies of me.
Yes.
Get back to the scriptures.
Amen.
And the scriptures will tell you who Jesus is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They killed the prophets. They thought the prophets were wrong. They killed Jesus because they thought he was wrong. What did they say? For good works we stone you not. Because they said, why do you want to stone me? Many good works I've shown to you from my Father. And they said, not for your good works. Not for your good works, but for your teaching. That you, man, making thyself God. Did he make himself God? No. It was God.
Yeah.
It was Emmanuel.
Yeah.
God with us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God with us.
Yeah.
And it's still God with us.
Yes, sir.
But they thought he was in error. They had problem with his teachings. They were theologians. Until when he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. Look at another teaching here. How can we eat his flesh and drink his blood? Because this is directly against what Moses said. You shall not eat blood. When you kill animal, don't take the blood. But this man telling us, except we eat his flesh and drink his blood. Did you hear what he preached today? Oh, this is too much now. I think this is too much. The level this man is going is too much. And the scripture says, many of his own disciples said, enough is enough. I'm gone. I'm finished. And he turned around and it was left with 12. 70 left him. And it was left with 12. Yeah. Why did they left him? They thought it was wrong. Yeah. It's against the teachings of Moses. Moses said we shouldn't eat blood. And this man said we must eat his flesh and drink his own blood. He did not explain it. No. There were 12 that was left. And he looked at them and he said, will you also go? I have caught 12 of you. One of you is a devil. Wow. And Peter said, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? For we know you are the Christ. Amen. We don't understand all that you are saying, but we know you are the Christ. The woman at the well says, I perceive you are a prophet. Hallelujah. Look at the teachings that this man brought to us. Back to the scriptures. Brother Branham preached Jesus Christ. He pointed us to Jesus Christ. He pointed us to the word. He said, this word is my absolute. This word is what I'm standing by. This is what the apostles taught. And that's what I'm teaching. Hallelujah. He exalted Christ above everything. He never claimed anything. Never claimed to be a healer. Never claimed to be nothing. He said, I am just a voice that he's using. I was not the one that appeared on that river. I was just near. Today, they want to make the supernatural. They want to ridicule the supernatural. They want to make light of the supernatural. Oh, no light appeared. There was not many people there. There was not. I don't care.
That's right.
Who was there? Who was not there? I believe what the prophet said. Were you there when Moses wrote about Genesis? When he wrote about creation? How did he know? First day, God created the second day. Where was Moses? Where was Moses when God was creating? And he said the earth was without form and void. Right. Where was he? You believe that?
Yes, sir.
I believe it.
Amen.
And if I believe that, I believe this one too.
Amen.
This is Moses' testimony.
Yes.
This is what Moses said.
Yes.
And I believe it.
Amen.
I have faith to believe Moses, but I don't have faith to believe William Branham.
Come on.
You have faith to believe John the Baptist. I saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and I heard a voice. How many people heard that voice?
Come on.
How many heard it?
Right.
But you believe that, and you cannot believe this one.
Come on.
It is sin to disbelieve the word of God. It is sin to disbelieve the revealed word of God for this day.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
Let's keep pressing on.
Amen.
Keep our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Keep our eyes on the word.
Amen.
Keep our eyes on the promise.
Amen.
It shall be light by the evening time.
Amen.
We can see the light in our lives.
Amen.
If you have not seen it, then you have to be with him.
Amen.
You have to come to him. You have to repent. You cannot be a believer of this message of the hour and live a wishy-washy life.
Amen.
Drinking and smoking. Womanizing, fighting and fussing. No. If you meet Christ, your life will change. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. I'm challenging your faith. Do you meet Christ? Have you met him? If you ever meet him, your life will never be the same. Because the Bible said they were called Christians at Antioch. Because they look at their lives. These people are different people.
Yes.
What about us today?
Right.
And as Jesus one day asked his disciples, who do men say, I, the Son of Man, whom do they say I am?
Right.
And some said, you're Elijah. Some said John the Baptist. Some said you are one of the prophets. Some said you are a prophet. Yeah, they were just calling men of God. The tree is known by the fruit it bears. They said Joseph, they said prophet, they said Elijah, they said John, because they saw the life of God.
That's right.
Elijah lived part of the life of Christ. Uh-huh. Every prophet that has ever been on earth expressed Christ.
That's right.
They lived part of his life.
Amen.
He was in David, he was in Joseph, he was in Ezekiel, all the prophets.
Yes, sir.
That's why he was called Son of Man.
Amen.
Every prophet that has ever been on earth reflected his life.
Amen. Amen.
Whose life are you also reflecting? And I said, Jesus said, who do men say I am? Who do men say you are? Your neighbors, your relations, your family people, your workers, who do they say you are? Who are they seeing in you? Are you reflecting Christ? Because when we stay with Christ, we'll take on Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, brother, it's not just to come to church.
Right.
We need a new birth.
Amen.
We need a new birth.
Yeah.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's not just to say, I believe the message. If you believe, live the message.
Right.
Let Christ, because the message is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So if you believe the message, Jesus Christ will be revealed in your life.
Amen.
You will act like Jesus.
Yeah.
You will do like Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. What are we doing today?
Right.
Who are we reflecting today? Who do men say you are?
Good.
What does your wife say about you or your husband says about you? What does your man or your pastor say about you? Is your wife seeing Christ in you? Is your husband seeing Christ in you? You remember that story of that woman? And the husband was a drunkard.
Yeah.
And they went about and we were talking. There is no true Christian. They are all hypocrites. They are all like this. That drunkard said, no, I beg to differ.
Right.
I beg to differ with you people.
Yes, sir.
He said, there are true Christians.
Yeah.
He said, yes. He said, my wife is one.
Yeah.
My wife is one. It's a Christian.
Right.
Oh, how do you know? He said, let us go and prove her. Let's say something bad to her. Let's criticize her. Let's go and make fun of her. Let her be pushed to the test, to the corner.
Yeah.
Let's see what will come out. Mm. And when the orange is squeezed,
yeah.
If it's orange and it's juicy,
yeah.
You squeeze it, juice will come out.
Yeah.
And when we are put to the corner and pressed,
yeah.
If we are filled with Christ, Christ will come out.
Amen.
That's what you need in this hour.
Amen.
A reflection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And they went there. And they said, we're going to act as drunkards. Some people might be acting as drunkards around you. Saying things about you. Making fun of you. They might just be acting. They might just be pretending. To see your reaction. These people were not drunk that day. Though they were drunkards, but they were not drunk that day.
Right.
They put that woman to the test.
Yes, sir.
And when they did, she came out as pure gold.
Amen.
Pure gold. And what happened? All those men surrendered their life to Christ.
Amen.
They might be just like the prison officer that said, what shall I do to be saved?
Right. Right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that has made me what I am.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That is the purpose of the message of the hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
don't think me to be crazy, but if you think that way, that's fine. I like to be think crazy for Jesus Christ.
Yes,
do you know, I've said it many times in presence, the only way we can serve God is to lose our minds.
Yes,
lose your mind and get the mind of Christ.
Yes,
because the mind of Christ is the word.
Amen.
And the Bible says, let this mind, which was in Christ, be in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. When you are squeezed, what comes out of you? May God help us. May the Lord help us. We need more of Him. Lay in the presence of the Son and get ripe. Get more of Him to be like Jesus. Oh, there are many things when I think about, I feel ashamed of myself. Why did you do that? Why do you react this way? And I said, Lord, help me. I want to reflect you. I want more of God. That people will see Christ in me. Whatever the situation. Hallelujah. Anyway, what are we speaking about? Keep your eyes on Jesus. You see so many adverts here and there, and it attracts, it pulls us. And sometimes you go and buy things you have not even prepared to buy, but you saw it. There are many of us here. There are clothes you don't even know you have it in your wardrobe. It's there. Oh, so this is here too. You don't even know. And you are still buying more. Why? Because your eyes see something. You go to the shop, they send the paper, a flyer, and it's, oh, it's on sale. Whoa! Just what you see, it begins to work on you. You go to shop, you just look. What do you look around all the place? And you see something, you are drawn. This is nice. You go and stand it and look at it. You might have not prepared for that, but you. This thing, I think, is. Sometimes your husband is in trouble. You take the credit card because it's your husband, it's coming from your husband. You use his own credit card because it's a lot to pay. Eyes. We want to keep our eyes on Jesus. Stay focused on Him. When this pandemic broke, you know, many people read so much about it until they believed they had the pandemic, they had the virus. They listen to the news, and the way it does, the way, yeah, you will be feeling like this. So I got it. The way I'm feeling, yeah. And when you believe something, your body will obey it. Yeah. I remember a sister I went to visit, she said, I got the virus. He told his children, don't come close to me, go, I'll get the virus. You get what? She didn't have nothing. But she just read and read. And let's read more of the Bible. Yeah. Let's read more of the promises of God. Yeah. Read it more. Amen. When they are saying this, read the Bible. Yeah. Read the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the tapes. Listen to the preaching. And listen so much until you feel like it. Until you feel like it. You feel like Christ. Until you feel, I got a spirit. I got more of God. Read more. Listen to the text more. Listen to the preaching. Don't just finish when the church's service is over. Go back and meditate on what you have heard. Pray over it. Amen. Lay in the presence of the Son. Amen. To be more like Jesus. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Because what you look at affects you. Listen. In the book of Genesis 30, somewhere there, even Jacob made something in the Bible there about the animals. The sheep and goat of Laban, the uncle. And he made some rest tricks and this and that and put these things together, hazard and this and that, and fix it in the gutter there. And when the sheep, the strong ones, want to give birth, he bring it right there. And they look at it. And when they look at it, they conceive. And when they conceive and they are giving birth, they give birth to that color. What you look at, you birth it.
That's right. Amen.
Wow. Good. They look at it They stand right there. They are focused on that. And it affects their birth, their delivery, their conception.
Yes.
Listen, look at your life.
Good.
What is affecting your conception?
Good.
What are you conceiving?
Right. Right.
That's why, oh God, help us. When the animals give birth, they give birth to what they are looking at, what they have seen, what they've kept their eyes on. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
So that we can produce Jesus.
Amen.
So that we can birth Jesus.
Amen.
The prophet of God said, let me come to your office. Let me come to your house. Let me see the pictures you look at.
Right.
And the music you are listening to. He said, because you are feeding on that.
That's right.
And you become what you eat.
Right.
What you feed on. You become that.
Amen.
So what are we feeding on?
Right.
Are we just coming to church or coming sick? What are we feeding on?
Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Don't get quiet on me, please. After all, I'm going. I just come once a while. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you look at affects your life. Eve looked at something and she was affected. And she began to propagate that gospel.
Yeah.
I can come and see something. Yeah, this man was here, he touched me this and that and that. What are you looking at? See from man and look to God. Don't look at your afflictions.
Right.
Oh, I have this. Stop looking at that.
Amen.
Turn your eyes on the word.
Amen.
The children of Israel failed to enter the promised land because they were looking at the wrong thing.
That's right.
They were looking at things that will not edify them. What they look at affected their faith, destroyed their faith.
Yes, sir.
There are books that you read that will destroy your faith.
That's right.
There are things that you listen to that will destroy your faith.
That's right.
The prophet of God said, don't listen to any foul thing.
That's right.
That the devil will tell you about a brother or sister.
Right.
Because it will mess your experience. That's why today many people want to find out whether Brother Brown was right there. No, no, no. God vindicated our prophet with supernatural things. Will God vindicate error?
Come on.
What are you talking about? Those who challenge the prophet, they are searching to find things against the prophet here and there and there. Why is their own vindication?
Right.
Why is their own vindication?
Right.
God have mercy. It is sad, you know, after you have been in the message, you claim you are in the message, you claim, and then say, no, I don't believe it again. Oh, man. So what have you been doing all this time?
Huh?
Hallelujah. I believe the message. Because it is the word of God. Because it is the promise of God. Hallelujah. I remember one time many years back, you know, early 70s or late 70s, after I believed the message, and I went to a Pentecostal meeting, crusade. So I just stood there and they preach, you know, we like to be around the things of God, and they preach. And so after the preaching, and then they try to witness, counsel people who want to believe Christ. And so a young man came to me and he said, you know, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. And I said, what happened? What is it? I made as if I didn't know anything about God. And he said, you know, the people were drinking and they were smoking and this and this and that. I said, and so what? And no, and God sent Noah, and Noah preached to them. So after he had spoken for a while, I said, okay, sir, excuse me, then will you agree with me that we need a prophet like Noah today? He looked up, he said, you're a Brahmite. I said, look at you. You talk about they were eating, true. They were drinking, true. This and that, true. Why is the Noah today?
Yeah.
Why is the preacher like Noah? Why is the prophet like Noah?
Yeah, right.
I will send you Elijah the prophet. Everybody know we are the end of the world. Right. When is Elijah coming to turn the heart of the children to the faith of the fathers? Right. When is he coming?
Right.
He said, oh, Brother Bram, it's not that Elijah. Are you that Elijah? Are you that one?
My, my.
If it's not, are you?
Right.
Where's your vindication?
Good.
They said John was not that one. But Jesus said, if you can receive it, this is Elijah. He was speaking about John. And the Lord whom you see shall suddenly come into his temple. And that is what happened. But there is a promise. Elijah shall surely come and restore all things. It's a promise. And my heart has been turned. If your heart has not been turned, mine has been turned. That's why I preach the way I preach. That's why I live the way I live.
Yes, right, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said, now I know the boy is crazy. Praise the Lord for that. May God help us.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on the promise.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And his word.
Amen.
Your eye must be on him. Don't think. When they went to Kadesh Barnea, and then they were looking at the problems around. Look at that man there. Look at the size of that man. Look at another one. Oh, we can't take the land. We are like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so are we in the sight of our enemies. Who told you that? Brother Branham said it is not the size of the dog in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. Woo! It is the size of the fight in the dog. And there was a fight in Caleb and Joshua.
Amen.
Their eyes was on the promise. The Lord said so. The Lord said he has given us the land.
Amen.
And we are well able to overtake it.
Amen.
To overcome it. To take the land. And I'm saying we are well able. We are well able to possess. We are well able to dislodge them. We are well able to push them out. We are well able to overcome. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus our Lord, who gave her the promise. The God that gave her the promise, he stands behind his word to back it up. Oh, I feel like Caleb that came to Joshua.
Amen.
Hallelujah. After 45 years, oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he comes to Joshua and he said, Joshua, do you remember what Moses said about me? You remember 40 years ago or 45 years ago when we went to the promised land, we went to Kadesh Barnea. You remember our brothers were afraid to go on with the message.
Yeah.
They begin to question the message. They begin to find out whether the message was true or not. Whether God meant what he said or not. Whether Brother Brown was a prophet or not. Whether Moses was a prophet or not. You remember. But I came to Moses and I brought an answer as it was in my heart by the revelation of God. And you remember what the prophet said about me? The prophet said he gave me Hebron. And now Joshua, I am as strong today as I was 45 years ago.
Amen.
And brothers, I'm strong today as I was 40 years back.
Amen.
I am strong today to fight on.
Amen.
Strong today to preach it.
Amen.
Strong today to emphasize on what the Spirit of God has said.
Amen.
Strong today to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Strong today to tell you that William Branham was the prophet of God, is the messenger of the age.
Amen.
Strong today to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Give me my mountain.
Amen.
Give me my mountain.
Amen.
Give me my mountain.
Amen.
Won't you go for your mountain?
Amen.
Won't you go for your Holy Ghost? Won't you go for the promises of God?
Amen.
Healing is yours.
Amen.
Salvation is yours. Peace is yours. Joy is yours. Everything that Jesus died for is for you. You can possess it.
Amen.
You are more than able.
Amen.
To possess it.
Amen.
God gave her the promise. We can dispossess them.
Amen.
We can push them away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To them that believe, All things are possible. Amen. We are not just serving an historical God. We are serving a living God. Amen. He's alive. And it's real. He's a deliverer. Amen. He's our savior. Amen. He's our healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They were looking at the obstacles instead of looking at the promises. Oh, look at that one there. This one said he's a believer. Look at what he has done. What about the believer who is living the life?
What about it?
What about that one there? Satan always will point us to the negative. This one is not making it. But it will never point us to the one that is making it. But tell him, hey, you point to this, look at that one there. That's another one going.
Amen.
That's the one I'm following.
Amen.
Footprints means possession.
Amen.
Oh, in the party that will leave behind us, footprint on the sands of time.
Amen.
Others have walked this way and they have left a footprint.
Amen.
Let us walk and leave a footprint.
Amen.
To our children and those that will follow us, they will know that indeed my mother was a believer. My father was a believer. My uncle was a believer. My grandma, my grandpa, they were believers.
Amen.
They walked this way and they made it. I'm going to follow that footprint and I'm going to make it.
Amen.
Don't be a coward. God wants us to be brave. There will be oppositions. God knew there will be oppositions. But we have been possessed. We have been anointed.
Amen.
We have been called to possess.
Amen.
The seed of Abraham shall possess the gate of their enemies.
Amen.
There will be enemies, but we shall possess the gate.
Amen.
Because we are the elect of God in this hour.
Amen.
Give me my mountain.
Amen.
Go for your mountain.
Yes,
go for your promise.
Right.
Healing is for you.
Amen.
Salvation is for you.
Amen.
Holy Ghost is for you.
Amen.
The power of God is for you.
Right.
Every divine promise is for you.
Amen.
Go for your mountain.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your eye on the promise.
Amen.
When you look at the position, oh, look at this one, look at that one. Hey. David came. There was a Goliath. And everybody was troubled about Goliath. And they look at the size of Goliath. He's so tall and he's so this and he's so... David said, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
He makes it... The man is so big, I can hit him anywhere.
Yeah.
Because challenges are opportunities for faith.
Amen.
When there are... That's when faith comes on the scene.
Right.
David said, easy for me. And Saul came to discourage him and tell him, oh, my son, you know, this man has been a man of war from his youth. Oh, a man of war. And David said, so I am. I'm also a man of war. I killed a lion and I killed a bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, I will kill him too. He said, the God that delivered me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear, he will do it again. He will deliver this one to me, and I will kill him and I'll cut off his head. Hallelujah. You are more than able, brother. You are more than able, sister. You are more than able, church. We are more than able to overcome, to defeat our enemies, to possess the land, to possess the gate of our enemies. Jesus Christ is alive. The message is true. God is here.
Amen.
Because it's a word, two or three are gathered.
Amen.
In my name, I am there.
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
The host of heaven is here.
Amen.
The captain of the host is here.
Amen.
I will give my angels charge over you.
Amen.
There are more with us here.
That's right.
The host of heaven is here with us.
That's right.
You believe that?
Yes.
It's here to release the desires of your heart.
Yes.
It's here to minister to you.
Yes.
It's here to set you free.
Yes.
It's here to break the yoke and the power of Satan and shame.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on that promise. Because the promise energizes us.
Amen.
When the rest of the people say we cannot take the land, Joshua and Caleb said we can take it.
Yeah.
Because God give it to us. Because God said it. They kept their eyes on the promise. They know God said it. And God is obligated to his word. He is still obligated to his word today. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody intimidate you. Don't let no demon intimidate you. Don't let any evil spirit intimidate you. Don't let any spirit of fear intimidate you. Don't let anybody explain it away from you. Don't let any evil spirit tell you it's not you. You are not in the promise. You are there. The promise is for you and for your children. As many that will believe, healing, salvation, baptism of the Holy Ghost, every divine promise is for you. They come to David, they say, his own brothers, they come to accuse him. You're a naughty boy. Ah, you can call me only ruler. That's up to you. I don't care. David said, is there not a cause? I should not ask questions. Is there not a cause? There is a cause. Yeah. He moved away from those unbelievers. He went to somebody and said, what is happening here? They say, you see that man there? He's coming again. Who is that? Just look at the size of that man. And the 40 days he has been coming, and he wants one man to fight. David said, oh, I will fight him. I will go and fight him. And not only that, I will kill him. Yes. I will kill him. And he talked like a play. They look at him as funny. Uh-huh. What is he talking about? He goes to the king. He says, sir, I came here and I heard this man and I saw, but I'm ready to go and fight him. And the king laughed. He said, I admire your youth. But this man, there is no but to the word of God.
That's right. Man.
Every promise of God is true.
Amen.
And God is behind every promise of his.
Amen.
David said, I'll go and fight him. The others were looking at the problems.
Yes,
David was looking at the word.
Amen.
David was looking at the promise.
Yes,
and the one that gave the promise. And the experiences that he has had in his life.
Amen.
He said, how we go? Hey, don't look at the obstacles.
Amen.
Look at the promise.
Yeah.
He is the answer.
Yes,
he is the way,
yes,
the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Stop looking around. Don't look at yourself, yes, because you are a failure in yourself. But look at him. He's big enough.
Yes.
Our God is big enough.
Yes.
He's great enough.
Yes.
All powers belong to him.
Yes.
He is the creator. He is the resurrection and the life.
Right.
Look to the promise.
Yes.
Hold on to his word.
Amen.
The Bible said, Habakkuk, the vision is for an appointed time. He said, it will not fail. He said, even if it tarry, wait for it, because it will speak. God has a time. God has, he has a season. God has an hour. He has a time for everything. He has not forgotten you. Your promise is on the way. Your promise is on the way. He has not forgotten you, brother. He has not forgotten you, sister. He has not forgotten you. Whatever condition you might be in, he has not forgotten you. He did not forget Abraham. He did not forget Sarah. He did not forget Zachariah and Elizabeth. God bless you, church. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at, hey, don't look. Because Satan always shows you the negative one. And he did this. And your wife did this. And your husband and the pastor and this. Stop looking at that. As long as you are looking at that, you can never progress. Look at the positive side. The positive side. When Satan is showing you the negative, look at the positive. Look at something that will encourage you.
Amen.
Something that will edify you.
Amen.
Not something that will weaken you.
Amen.
But something that will lift you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us.
Amen.
I'll try and close because the way we are, if we don't take care, it will be till all night. But listen, Elisha kept his eyes on Elijah. Elijah said, I'm going to be taken away. What do you want me to do for you before I'm taken away? He said, I want double portion of your spirit. Double portion. Elijah said, you've asked for something that is hard. Nevertheless, if you keep your eyes on me, if you see me, when I'm taken away, you will get it.
Amen.
Elisha kept his eyes on Elijah.
Amen.
On the promise.
Amen.
He kept looking. Others, the sons of the prophet tried to distract his attention. No. Do you know your master is going to be taken away? Yes, I know. No time for conversation. Let me just stay.
Yeah.
No time to wait. No. Elijah said, you wait here. He said, no, I'm not waiting. I'm going with you.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not waiting. I'm going with you. Oh, today, you don't have to go to church. I'm not feeling good. When you are not feeling good, that's the time to go to church. I'm not in the mood. That's the time to come to church. Because when you come to church, there is balm in Gilead. There is an anointing. The Spirit of God is here. The grace of God is here. So when you are not feeling bad and you are not in a good mood, that is the time to run to church. Because the grace physician is here. And when you come to church, you will never go back the same. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give a clap of offering to our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Isn't our God good? Are you not feeling good? Because we are in his presence. We are being charged by our Theophanes. He's here with us. The King of glory.
Yes.
Our Savior divine.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, don't be afraid to ask for big things.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. God wants us to ask for big things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Elijah said, what will you that I do for you? And he said, let a double portion of your spirit be sent upon me. God wants us to ask for big things. He don't run out of blessings up there. You can't ask for too much. You can't ask for too much. He said, could you imagine a little tiny fish in the Atlantic?
Yeah.
And he said, I have to drink water carefully. Because if not, the water will finish. Brother Brown said, that is nonsense.
Yeah.
He said, and it is more nonsense for you to think you can exhaust that fountain, inexhaustible fountain of God. You cannot. God wants you to ask for big things.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. He said, we ask not. We receive not because we ask not. We ask not because we don't believe it. But if you believe, ask.
Amen.
God gave the promise. He's big enough to stand behind his word.
Yes,
because he's sure by himself.
Amen.
The prophet said, don't be afraid to ask for big things. Elijah asked for, he said, I want double. Double portion. Double portion, yes. I want double portion of your spirit, the spirit upon you. I want double. What? Yes. Elijah said, this is hard. Nevertheless, if you see me, when I'm taking, you get it. God is unlimited. And he has so much for us. So much for you, church. So much, everybody.
Amen.
Don't limit God.
Right.
Right. Brother Branham said, exercise your faith. Let your faith loose.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
The promise that he gave you. That's how our fathers made it.
That's
how Joshua made it. That's how every one of them made it. Because they kept their eyes on that promise. Listen. If you keep your eyes on your afflictions, you'll be depressed. You keep your eyes on your problems, you'll be depressed. You'll be frustrated. You'll be beaten down. Be like Paul and Silas in the prison, beaten. The Bible said they received many lashes. They turned their clothes when they were beaten. Turned their clothes and they whipped them. And in prison, they begin to sing. They begin to worship.
Yes, sir.
Until there was earthquake. Shook the place.
Amen.
And the doors opened. And their feet is stuck. Everything moved from them.
Amen.
They shouted the victory.
Amen.
Oh, church of the living God. It's time to shout the victory. Like the children of Israel around the walls of Jericho. They shouted the victory. They shouted the victory. And the walls begin to fall. And shout the victory of Jehovah. And the walls around you will begin to fall.
Yes, sir.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Let me close. Jesus was walking on the water. The disciples saw. They saw a man. They saw somebody just walking. And they said, look at that. Look at it, brother. Hey, what is this? Oh, what is this? Huh? And they were troubled. He said, don't be afraid. It is me.
Yeah.
It's me. It's I. Don't be. And Peter said, if it is you, let me also walk on the water. If it is you, let me come. Jesus said, come. Don't be afraid to ask for big things.
Amen.
He's supernatural.
Yes.
The supernatural is still here.
Right. Amen.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Jesus said, come.
Yeah.
He jumped. He was walking. Wow. He was walking on the water. He was walking. Until he turned his eyes from Jesus. He was doing very well as he was looking at Jesus. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to the promise. Oh, don't listen to this man said that and that man said that, and I don't care. I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that is able to keep what I've committed to his trust against that day. Oh, our God is able, abundantly able to deliver those that trust in him. Keep your eyes on him. As he was walking and he was looking at Jesus. Was look and he was walking until he began to look around him. Hi! Wow! But those things were there. The waves was there. The water was there. All the time. As he was, it was there. But when he was looking to Jesus, it meant nothing. Cross the riven veil, shouting with God. Enter the secret place of Jehovah, the holiest of holies. The veil drops.
Yes.
It becomes soundproof.
Yes, sir. It sure does.
He didn't see nothing.
Right.
Until he turned to hear.
Right.
He turned to look.
Yeah.
Like Eve did.
Right.
Like all of us do.
Yeah.
Remember what God has done for you. God said, remember where. What I did to Pharaoh. Stop looking at, and I'm suffering from this. And oh yes, sir. But what hasn't he done for you? How did you come to where you are today? All that he has done for us, are we forgotten it? Keep your eyes on him. The way, the truth, and the life. The resurrection. The life giver. looking unto Jesus,
right,
the author and the finisher of our faith. He will see us through. He will make a way for us. He opened the Red Sea for them. Oh, let's look unto him. He's the same one whose grace has brought us this far. I don't care what will happen. Pandemic, Omicron, tomorrow it might be something else. But he is our healer. He heals all our diseases. Whatever we come, whatever we be, he is our savior. Heal our trouble, heal cancer, whatever they are. I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Keep your eyes on him and his word, because he is faithful. God bless you. God be with us.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He's done so much for us already.
Amen.
But it's not over. Amen. Sometimes we just need to reflect on what he's already done. He's promised so much. Are we taking advantage? Are we taking full advantage of what he's done for us? That's the question for each and every one of us. Amen. 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 Well, I've got a song in my heart that just keeps leaping out, so we'll sing it. I believe the true report. I think I need a higher key, though. I believe the true report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the outer court. Oh, glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side. On the altar sanctified, to the world and sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We can pick it up a little bit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood, oh glory be to God. By the Spirit's power and light, I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. In the holiest place, hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Hallelujah. In his presence, there's healing, there's deliverance. Everything we have need of joy, peace. Shut in with him. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, friends, I think that's a problem sometimes. I think sometimes we forgot what we've had. Or maybe we've gotten away from our first love. You know, if you can just admit that, if you feel like you're being picked on, you won't get anything out of this, right? But if you can just admit, you know what, I've allowed circumstances, I've allowed cares of this life, I've allowed hurts, I've allowed other things to come in and separate me from my first love. How can you be sad in his presence? Come on, friends. You can't. How can you be depressed in his presence? You can't. How can you be discouraged in his presence? You can't. He didn't move. We just, you know, it's like the couple that when they're dating, I guess we used to have bench seats in cars. Maybe this later generation, maybe they won't understand what we're talking about, but it used to be a bench seat in the front. And you'd be sitting right next to each other in the car as you're going down the road. And then life happens. Circumstances happen. And if you're not careful, she's over here, he's over there, or vice versa. Right? But all you got to do is move back together. Right? The fix is easy. Right? But you got to recognize that you allowed a little distance to get between you. And then you're wondering, why am I cold? Well, because you moved, right? Why don't I feel you, Lord? Well, why don't you scoot back over, right? I want to feel your presence. Well, come on over. Somebody say praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, we're hearing some themes here that just are repeating and repeating and they're repeating. God, I want to be obedient. I want to listen. I want to take cues from you. I want to do what you're saying. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. Well, let's sing that song in the presence of Jehovah, and I'll have the... Where's our... There he is. Amen. In the presence of Jehovah, God, the Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, our hearts are mended in the presence of out of situations that tug of war at me, all day long I struggle for the answers that I need. Then I come into his presence, all my questions become clear, and for a sacred moment, no doubt can interfere. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God Almighty. Yes, Lord. You're the Prince of Peace. Our troubles vanish, and our hearts are mended when we're in the presence.